Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Trey Blossman, he's got some college football and NFL picks for you. He had a really good weekend in the NFL, and he's come on strong in college. He's got a big card for you. College football and NFL, we'll get to that in just a minute. If you like to bet on football, do check out meatandpotatoesusa.com. That website will also have some postseason baseball picks, meatandpotatoesusa.com. Today's podcast is brought to you by Ryan Maranto. For all of your mortgage and refinance needs, contact Ryan Maranto with Team 225 First Option Mortgage. Ryan can guide you through the home buying process and make it as smooth as possible for you. Rates are low. Call Maranto. 225-405-2183. The Maranto Mortgage Experience. Rates are low. Call Maranto, 225-405-2183. All right, Trey Blossman's got 12 college football picks for you, including a Friday night contest. Moving to his NFL card, he's got 8 picks in the NFL, where he's at 56% on the season, including the Sunday night matchup and the Monday night matchup. Trey Blossman's picks right here on Talking Sports with TK. Don't forget to connect with me on social media. I'm happy to do that. Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a YouTube channel and search for Talking Sports with TK on TikTok. I am the oldest dude on TikTok. And if you like to bet on sports, meatandpotatoesusa.com. College football, NFL, MLB postseason coming up, NBA around the corner. Let's hear a message from our host anchor, then we'll be back. We'll be joined by Trey Blossman. He's got college football and NFL picks for you right here on Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Talking Sports with TK again. I'm Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Trey Blossman for some college picks, some NFL picks, and if you like to bet on football, meatandpotatoesusa.com has some college and NFL picks already posted, ready to go for the weekend. That's meatandpotatoesusa.com. Go check it out because sports betting has exploded in the USA. Meatandpotatoesusa.com is exploding with it. Also, we'll have some baseball postseason picks at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey Blossman, we're into the month of October, and how are you doing today?
Doing great. Glad it's Friday. Even though I have some work to do this weekend, I'm very glad that it's Friday.
Well, as always, a full weekend of football from the high schoolers to the college to the NFL. And you're doing pretty good in the NFL. We'll get to that in a minute. But we're going to do your college picks first, where you were 5-6 last week, which is better than the week before. But it's tough to pick games this year. There's been so many up and downs and surprises and disappointing teams and surprising teams, but that's part of what makes it fun. But I know you got a full board of 12 picks today in college football. Hopefully October can be as exciting for college football as September was.
It was an incredible month. It's unlike any season I can recall in recent history, and it should continue to play out that way. There's going to be surprises. There's going to be upsets. There have been more top 25 teams lost already this year than has happened since they started charting that, I think. And we're still only into the fourth or fifth week of the season for these teams. I'll tell you what, there were two very entertaining games on television last night, both the ACC matchup between Virginia and Miami and the NFL matchup between Jacksonville and Cincinnati. Two really entertaining football games, and I hope we get some more of those this weekend.
Joe Burrow beat Trevor Lawrence again. I know it's a team game, but a lot of people in Louisiana and LSU fans playing with that a little bit. All right, Trey, let's get to your college board of picks. NFL will come right after that for those of you listening. 12 picks in college, including one game tonight, so be sure y'all get that Friday kickoff on time. Trey, let's roll with the pick starting with tonight.
The game tonight, 8 o'clock kickoff, BYU at Utah State. I've used Utah State here. I like their transfer quarterback, but BYU is really good, Tommy. They've got two quarterbacks that can beat you. I think they get their starter back tonight. But the young Romney kid had a heck of a game filling in last time. I like the depth of BYU. I like their coach. I like their chances to go undefeated if they get a win tonight. I like BYU laying 9.5 points at Utah State.
And, again, that's a Friday kick, BYU minus 9.5 against Utah State. Let's move to your Saturday cards.
Early kickoff, 11 a.m., Memphis at Temple. Temple's pretty bad. I'm going to lay the 11.5 with the Memphis Tigers. That's more of a play against Temple than it is on Memphis.
Next pick.
Western Michigan at Buffalo. Western Michigan, a 6.5-point road favorite. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bulls at home plus 6.5.
A rare underdog for Mr. Blossman, but we'll go with it. Next pick.
Now here comes another one.
Uh-oh.
Another early game. Getting talked about all over sports talk radio. You'd think there were only two games this weekend, this being one of them. Number 8, Arkansas, Arkansas, as Les Miles used to call them, travels to Georgia to play the Bulldogs. They're getting 18 points, Tommy. That's a lot of points to give a good Arkansas team. If Arkansas's quarterback was hurt, I wouldn't make this pick. But I understand he actually got back into the game after exiting last weekend. I'm talking about the Jefferson kid. He's really good. I'm going to take Arkansas plus 18 and think that that team is as good as they've looked so far this year.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. All right, next pick.
Louisville at Wake Forest. These teams ought to light up the scoreboard, but Wake Forest ought to light it up more often than Louisville. I like the Demon Deacons minus 7.
All right, next.
USC winning since they fired Coach Helton at Colorado, who's horrible. Laying 7.5, buy it 7, take the Trojans minus 7 over Colorado. And, again, this is a bet as much against Colorado as it is on USC.
Okay, next pick.
Nevada at Boise State. Boise State, a 6.5-point favorite. We've talked ad nauseum about how good Carson Strong is at quarterback and his offensive coordinator, Hal Mumme's son, who you know, and who's doing a great job and is going to be a head coach soon. I'm going to take the 6.5 points with Carson Strong and that Nevada squad. I like
All
Boise.
Right.
I like the blue carpet. I love everything about Boise State, but tonight I'm on Nevada. Tomorrow, rather. That's a 2:30 kickoff on Fox. Also 2:30 tomorrow, and this spread has gone up 1.5 from 7 to 8.5, Oregon on the road at Stanford. I'm taking the Ducks and laying the points. I'm unconvinced that Stanford is a quality club at this point.
You're going to lay the 8.5?
Yes, sir.
All right, next pick.
I picked Kansas State last week. They really let me down. Their starting quarterback was out. The backup was not up to the task. I think the starter's out again this week. If he plays, this is a 50-50 pick. If he does not, this is a really, really solid pick. I'm going to take Oklahoma minus 10 over Kansas State. If you're looking at 10.5, again, buy that half point. Spend that 10 cents and buy that half point there. But I expect Oklahoma, who's been somewhat disappointing most of their games this season, but they are 4-0 and 6th in the country. I look for them to run it up pretty good on the Wildcats.
All right, 3 more college picks, NFL still to come.
All right, Northwestern and Nebraska, 6:30 tomorrow night on the Big Ten Network. Nebraska is a 12-point favorite. It opened at 9.5. I have to ask myself, why has that spread gone up 2.5 points? Nebraska's not been impressive. Northwestern made a quarterback change last week. South Carolina transfer wound up playing and did pretty good. I'm taking 12 points with Northwestern because I don't think Nebraska should be 12-point favorite over anybody.
I agree with that one. All right, couple more picks.
ULL at South Alabama. ULL a 12-point favorite. I like the Cajuns, man.
All right, and your final college football pick?
Auburn at LSU. 10 straight wins at home for LSU over Auburn. Auburn comes to town with an LSU transfer at likely to start at quarterback. It's going to be loud. I think that LSU defense will play quite differently than they did last week against Mississippi State. I expect if Finley is the starter for Auburn, they'll be getting after him pretty good with some heat. I'd hate to be a freshman who played for LSU last year coming in to lead the Auburn Tigers against LSU in Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night. 8 o'clock kickoff, that's an extra hour of drinking time for Tiger fans before the game. The spread has come down from 4.5 now to 3. LSU minus 3, I got to take that, Tommy.
All right, recapping Trey's college picks. Friday night game, BYU minus 9.5 against Utah State. Moving to Saturday, Memphis minus 11.5 against Temple. Buffalo plus 6.5 against Western Michigan. Arkansas plus 18 against Georgia. Wake Forest minus 7 against Louisville. USC minus 7 against Colorado. Nevada plus 6.5 against Boise State. Oregon minus 8.5 against Stanford. Oklahoma minus 10 against Kansas State. Northwestern plus 12 against Nebraska. ULL Raging Cajuns minus 12 against South Alabama. And the LSU Tigers minus 3 in Tiger Stadium against Auburn. Before we get to the NFL picks, just remember, meatandpotatoesusa.com. We'll also have baseball postseason picks available there. A full board of college and NFL picks that you can get at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey Blossman moving to the NFL. Last week you were 4-2. That's a moneymaker. You're hitting 56% on the season in what has been a roller coaster 3 weeks in the NFL. You've got 8 picks, including the Sunday night and Monday night game. Let's go with your NFL card.
Let's start off with the Giants at the Saints, Tommy. New Orleans a 7.5-point favorite all week, down to 7. I just checked before we came on the air. I'm going to take New Orleans minus 7 against the Giants. The Giants are not very good. The Saints have shown us nothing but inconsistency. But, look, they're in the dome. It ought to be rocking pretty good. Let's go with the Saints minus 7.
I like that pick. Next NFL pick.
Chiefs at Eagles. Chiefs 1-2 at Eagles 1-2. Who'd have ever thought that? Chiefs are the better team. I don't know if they've been sleepwalking through the season. Somnambulist, as Dale Brown used to say, sometimes his players were. They've got to find some urgency and start stringing together some wins, Tommy. I think it starts this week against the Eagles team that's not very good. Give me Kansas City minus 7.
Next NFL pick.
Arizona at the Rams. This should be a hell of a good ball game, Tommy. I can't wait to watch it. The Cardinals are currently a 4.5-point underdog to the Rams. The total is 54.5. I'm going to give you two sides in this game.
Okay.
I'm going to take Arizona plus 4.5. And I'm pretty sure if they don't cover that number, that game goes over 54.5. And it could easily go over 54.5 if they do cover. So I like Arizona plus 4.5 and over 54.5 in that game. And again, I think you got to win at least one of those two plays, if not both of them.
All right. Four more picks in the NFL. Let's go.
The Ravens 2-1 at the Broncos 3-0. You know who the Broncos have beaten, Tommy?
I know the teams are 0-9.
They've beaten the Giants, the Jags, and the Jets.
Who are combined.
They're a 1-point favorite over Baltimore. Give me Baltimore plus one. That's easy.
All right, next.
Steelers at Packers. Big Ben has lost his arm strength. All of us in New Orleans know what happens when great quarterbacks lose their arm strength. They become average quarterbacks at best. Even as smart as they are, with the knowledge that they've accumulated over 10-plus years in the league, with the lack of arm strength, it's just really tough. Big Ben Roethlisberger struggling after Tommy John surgery. Green Bay finding their form after their horrible opening loss to New Orleans. I like Green Bay minus 7 over the Steelers.
All right, and then Sunday night?
The Bucs at the Patriots. Brady beats Belichick. Give me Tampa Bay minus 7.
You know, it's a great story there, and Dan Patrick on his national radio show said, you know, it's a great story with Belichick and Brady, but it might not be a great game. Bucks are significantly better.
Go ahead. Yeah, they are. At this point in time, until young quarterback Jones, you know, finds himself, which may take a season or two, the Patriots are going to struggle.
Final game is Monday night.
The Raiders, a surprise at 3-0, travel to take on the Chargers, 2-1. I've seen the Raiders play a couple of times. I like the way they're playing. Their offense looks good, and I'm going to get 3.5 points. I'm going to take the Raiders plus 3.5 there, Tom.
All right, recapping Trey Blossman's NFL board. Again, he's at 56% on the season. He likes Saints minus 7 against the Giants, Chiefs minus 7 against the Eagles, Arizona plus 4.5 against the Rams, and the Cardinals-Rams over 54.5. Two picks on that game. Trey Blossman also likes the Ravens plus 1 against the Broncos, Packers minus 7 against the Steelers, Sunday night football, Bucks minus 7 against the Patriots, Monday night football, Raiders plus 3.5 against the Chargers. Trey, let's hope we all do well this weekend and make some money for all the good folks out there. We appreciate people listening. Please share this podcast. Check out all the other podcasts at Talking Sports with TK as well. Trey, you have a wonderful weekend.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.